Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey friends, how are you today? I am so pleased that you're here. Welcome to episode 14. Let me start by telling you what's going on with me. I am in full-on learning mode with Instagram stories. I love a challenge, and learning new tech stuff is fun. I don't know about you. Do you like to learn new techie things or not? I know some of you tell me you get freaked out learning new tech or a new platform. Listen, becoming a coach, starting a business, it is normal to be nervous at times. And I'm curious about this fear of learning tech. What do you think? If you're one of those people, it's a great chance for you to get curious and ask yourself, coach yourself about it. You can even do a thought download. Grab a piece of paper and at the top of the page, write that new thing. Maybe it's IG stories like me, or Zoom, or Pinterest. Then write all the thoughts that come up for you, the good, the bad, the ugly. Get them out of your brain and onto paper. Listen, no one says that you have to learn how to do all those things as a new coach or a new entrepreneur. You can totally build a business and get some help. But if you're curious and you'd like to use more tech, then ask yourself, what's going on here? Why am I feeling so nervous? What do I think is going to happen? You may find out that it's as simple as worrying about what somebody else might think, or that you don't look professional the first time around. Might not be a huge hurdle, and once you've uncovered it, then you can deal with it. Let me know when you find out. Send me a note. You can do this by going to the episode webpage and adding a comment, or DM me on Instagram. Now, if you're curious about my stories, check me out on IG. I'm at Candy Motzek. These stories are a little sneak peek into my life. It's a chance for you to get to know me better, that real me, just a little bit more. Today, episode 14, we're talking about your future self. Now, if you're reading this in the blog post, you're going to see that future self is capitalized. And I did it on purpose because I think it's that important. So why are we talking about future you? Oh, I am so glad you asked. Future you, now you could be a woman or a man listening to this. I'm going to be using his, her interchangeably. But I just want you to know, future you has already reached that goal that you're going after. They've got the life and the experiences that you would love to have. The ones that you will have. They've already done it. They learned those lessons, they've grown, and they've become the person who has it. Remember, too, that who you are today was a dream or a goal that you wanted to make come true, and you already brought that to life. So future you has always been in play. She or he has a ton of knowledge. They've gained experience all along the way, and they're ready to share it. Does that sound a little crazy? Well, it does sound a little woo, but it's okay because it's true. Future self, future you, has accomplished what you want. They're a coach. They have paying coaching clients. They're making money, and they're having a positive impact. They are paid to do something they love. Sounds pretty good, right? So let me get a little meta on you here. You today, the one that you would see if you looked in the mirror right now, she was future you at one point. Think of all that you've learned. How do you feel? What are you thinking about your life right now? I would encourage you to say a silent thank you to your past self, I bet you that the you right now, the you today, has done some amazing things. Have you been going to the gym regularly and now you're strong? Do you meditate most mornings and start the day feeling energized and centered? Did you read bedtime stories to your kids when they were young and now you've got a good relationship? If the you today spoke to you, the you from 5 years ago, what would you say about going to the gym or meditating or reading to your kids? I bet you'd have a lot to say, right? For example, you might say something like, stick with it. You've got this. Or, I know you don't feel like it, and I know that it feels hard, but it's going to be worth it. Or you might even say, listen, don't worry if you miss a day or two. Just start again. Don't quit. It's worth it, and I believe in you. It's easy to think about it from this perspective, the today you talking to the you from the past. But now let's shift the perspective. The future you who has the coaching clients that you want, she knows stuff. He knows exactly how it all came together. She knows where there were struggles and how long it took to overcome them. He knows a lot. And you can ask her for help today. Because you might be surprised to know that you can actually tap into her and ask for her help right now. She is here for you. Sure, like I said before, this might feel a little bit woo, and it is, but it's also extremely practical. Here's why. We're used to asking others to solve our problem. We rely on outside opinions, recommendations, instructions, how-tos, far more than we trust ourselves. I'm recommending that we learn how to learn from ourselves and that we start to trust ourselves more and start by asking us, what do I think? We're used to that academic style of learning where somebody else, the teacher, has the answer. And we need to discover it outside of ourselves. Or we need to memorize and regurgitate those things that we memorized and call that learning. This is different. We learn from ourselves and it works. So here's what you can do. Start by deciding what it is you want. It doesn't have to be something far in the future. It doesn't have to be a year from now, 5 years from now. It could be next week or next month. Maybe it's your first paying client. Maybe it's running a training. Maybe it's creating connection with people on IG stories. It can be anything that you want. Use these techniques with everything in your life, but we're focused on you becoming a coach here, so I'm going to stick with these examples for today. Okay, now you've chosen something. Here's what to do. First, take a breath and relax. Now imagine that it's done. You might need to close your eyes to do this. We'll make it a little easier for some of you. So go ahead. Imagine that it's done. You're in the middle of that first paid coaching session with your new client. Feel how you will feel. Know that it will happen. Because for sure, it will happen that you get your first paying client. Still relaxed? Good. Put a little smile on your face and imagine really being in that coaching session. Now ask yourself, how did I create this? What did I do? Remember, you've already achieved it, so now all you need to do is answer. Grab that piece of paper and write out the answers. If you've been with me for the past couple of months, you know that I'm always saying, grab a piece of paper and a pen. And the reason I do it is because it is so helpful. If you've got time, pause the episode now and get your paper. If not, come back to the recording and do this work when you do have time. Carve out a few minutes and write for yourself. Listening is interesting, but when you take action, that's when these episodes are really going to help you transform. Okay, you're back. What did you write? A few things? A big long list? either. Both are good. And if you're not used to learning from yourself and you're feeling a little stuck, it's okay to guess. Literally. If you ask yourself and you say, I don't know, just say, if I had to guess, what might it be? Write those things down. Next, how did you feel while you were doing that stuff? The ones that your future self told you about. Those actions created that paid coaching session that you're experiencing in your imagination right now. Choose a couple of emotion words and write those down too. Finally, ask yourself, what was I thinking while I was feeling this way and doing that stuff? Write your thoughts next. They're probably pretty simple. Something like, I love coaching, or I'm so glad to be here. And then go do those things, think those thoughts, feel that enthusiasm or the emotion that you captured, and you're ready to go. It seems simple, and it is. It's not always easy, but it is simple. And it's a different way of working towards your goals. It's the way of mindset. If you're listening, know that I believe in you, and I know this stuff works. So give it a try. Prove it to yourself. Now, let me give you a specific example so you see how it could work in real time. Let's start with the goal of getting your first paying client. All right, breathe. Close your eyes and imagine that you're in that coaching session with that client. Your goal is done. They've signed up. You're on the call with them right now. How do you feel? I bet you feel something like satisfied or proud. Enjoy that feeling. Now ask yourself, what did I do to sign this client? Perhaps you realize you did a couple of things. They're probably something pretty simple, something kind of easy, like, I spoke to my friends and they told them about becoming a coach. Or maybe it was, I was taking this class and when I introduced myself, a couple of people wanted to know more about coaching, so I told them. Now, how did you feel while you were doing those things, talking to those people? When you're feeling enthusiastic, what were you thinking? Maybe you were thinking these four thoughts. This is great. Other people need to experience coaching too. Or, coaching has changed my life. Or the simple one, I love coaching. So now you know. You've learned from yourself. You asked your future self, and this is the place to start. Now you know what to do. Let me recap it for you. You think these thoughts. This is great. Other people need to experience coaching too. Coaching has changed my life. I love coaching. This is so much fun. And notice the feeling of enthusiasm or whatever emotion as you think those thoughts. And then go do the things that you wrote down. Take a class and introduce yourself. Talk to your friends. And that's it. It's as simple as that. Now, this is not a once and done exercise. Creating and cultivating a relationship with future you does take time. Enjoy it. Do it every day. Ask future you the same question or a new question tomorrow. Learn from yourself again. Keep practicing. You know that this isn't some magic incantation that you do once and magically you reach your goals. No, but it is the way to get what you want and reach your goals faster than when you don't trust yourself or you flail around trying to do what everybody else tells you to do instead of what's right for you. You get to do this over and over, and that's how you get the results you want. Your future self has the result you want. She has the goal. It's done. Big or small, don't hesitate to ask for his help. She's there waiting for you. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you join me next week. We're going to be diving into your purpose and why you're a coach and why that matters. Now, that's it for today, friends, but don't leave quite yet. I want to tell you about a gift that I offer to all of my listeners. It's my free resource library. It's called the Coaches Online Business Academy, and it's a vault filled with content to help you grow and become a coach. Here's how it works. When you sign up for your free account, you get immediate access to all my free resources. And there's a lot of them in there. And the best part is it keeps growing every month. I keep adding new stuff. So, like I said, each month I add new resources. And when I do, you're going to get notified as soon as they're uploaded. It really makes me happy to share this with you. It's one of the best ways that I know of to support my community and support the growth of coaching. All you have to do is go to the episode description or the show notes, click on the link for the Coaches Online Business Academy, and sign up today. And that's it. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.